Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This is Ricey. You've been hearing my friend Josh Arnold, Mr. Money Talk, for years on the radio and Garage Logic podcast. With the new year approaching, I strongly recommend you sit down with Josh for your no-cost, no-obligation, 48-minute consultation on your investments, including your IRA and 401k. You can benefit from Josh's years of experience navigating different market and economic conditions, and he'll always give you straight talk and not sugar-coated advice. Give Josh a call now at 952-925-5608 to book your no-cost, no-obligation 48-minute consultation. That's 952-925-5608. You'll be glad that you did, and tell him Ricey sent you. Don't forget to ask, why is it 48 minutes, Josh?
Investment services offered by Josh Arnold Investment Consultant, LLC, a security investment advisor. Past performance is no guarantee of future results. All investments involve risk. All comments and opinions are Josh Arnold's and do not constitute investment advice.
Patrick Ricey is a paid endorser.
Are you trying to hear the song?
Mm-hmm. You got to play today?
You could, Pat. I guarantee you there are players on Highland as we speak.
Oh, oh yeah. Boy.
Oh, God, yes.
Boy, the Gopher men didn't look too good yesterday.
No, Nebraska can play some defense, and they just our fellas had a few games when they were throwing in three-pointers and looked pretty good, but they're not a great shooting team. And the other thing was Terrell Payne, who had just been eating everybody's lunch, they attacked him, and they got big old muscular fellas just like him, and they held him to nothing. I think he had one basket or something.
They got one guy who looks exactly like a Husker, a corn Husker.
Is that right?
Great big white kid. He looks like he just came right off the tractor.
Sure. Baling hay.
Got hay sticking out of his shoes. And
Freddie Hoiberg was a Timberwolf. What was his medical problem?
He had a heart ail. I don't know exactly, but something with the heart.
He had to quit playing. Then he became the coach at Iowa State, and he invented the transfer portal before there was a transfer portal, and won a lot. And then he went to the Chicago Bulls and was terrible, and was, I don't know if he ever got fired or was going to get fired. And then he took the Nebraska job for big money, and first 3-4 years there he's been terrible, but now he's finally got a good team, and they're gonna, the Big Ten is so weird right now, Joe, that Nebraska and Northwestern are two of the four best teams.
Yeah.
So that just, and Indiana's terrible.
Yeah.
Indiana's in, you know, the like the 11th place or something like that. So it's an upside down weird thing, but yeah, he's got a good team and they're physical. And as NIL grows in importance, I'm sure that they'll be able to get some roused up and money down there.
Are schools limited to the? Do schools have anything to do with how much NIL money a player can get?
Well, if we follow the recent court rulings that cover what? The states of Tennessee and West Virginia, you can now make them printed offers. You can now make them, you know, you can just put in the paperwork and say, we'll give you this much if you're a recruiter and want to sign with us.
But and the money is coming from
outside, supposedly.
People who are choosing to advertise with that player?
Yes.
I don't get it.
Now,
I don't get it.
Yes, that's what it was originally. And you were supposed to produce some value that wasn't just being an athlete, you know, and, you know, by being on Instagram or something. I don't know. But now it's getting to the point, if this latest case holds up, we're just going to have bidding for players, just like in college athletes, just like in pro athletics. Not the same amount of money, I wouldn't think, but yeah, it's.
I saw Caitlin Clark yesterday on TV in a State Farm commercial.
Yes, she's in a State Farm commercial, and she's not very good in it either, by the way. And she'll be able to keep ads like that when she gets to the WNBA, obviously. But she might have to take a pay cut to leave Iowa if she loses some of her, like, Hy-Vee and some of those other advertisers.
We were saying she's that yesterday. She's going to take a pay loss to play professionally.
Yeah. Oh, God, yes. She got to be making well over $1 million now this year. Here's the funniest thing ever, though. The Gophers are entertaining Caitlin on Wednesday night, right? This game sold out in December.
Mm-hmm.
And the Gophers have announced they're going to have a maroon out at the game tomorrow. Unless they can convince 8,000 Iowans to wear maroon, I don't think it's going to work very well. I think you might have a yellow and black out is what you're going to end up having.
Would it have been great if that's what they would have announced? We're going to have a gold out, you know?
Yeah, that's right. That's what they should have said. It was a gold out.
You know, if you're making $1 million in college, wouldn't that kind of dent the incentive to go to your 2 o'clock economics history class? What's the point of being in school?
Eligibility. Yeah, it's, Joe, it is. You know, the good thing, I was telling somebody, the good thing about this is our whole journalistic lives, especially in sports, if you ripped somebody who was the quarterback on the college football team, he's just a college kid.
Yep.
You should, you know, you get that.
Yep.
Now you can treat them just like they're Kirk Cousins, man.
Right.
You can just rip them because they're all making money anyyway. So,
there's something going on out there I don't know anything about.
I understand.
I don't get it.
You're right. It's gotten so out of control that nobody knows what the rules are. And but I always make the joke when they were starting up talking about this 5 years ago, the kid's doing enough for the school. He ought to be able to go buy himself a hamburger for lunch.
I've heard that all my life.
Now he can go and buy himself a McDonald's franchise. So that's okay.
You know, I know nothing about Caitlin Clark, and I'm basing this only on her State Farm commercial. And if I'm wrong, I'm wrong. She doesn't appear to have a very effervescent personality. Maybe she does.
She is. She's a lively person. Yes, she is.
But that doesn't come through on the State Farm commercial.
She's a feistier than hell, though. She's really.
Well, must be a hell of a player.
Oh, she is. She's good. I of course needle people by saying I discovered her because I think I told you that I saw her make a bunch of shots against Michigan a couple of years ago and got in the car and drove down to her high school in Des Moines and then drove over to Iowa City. Who is this guy? Because she's making 32 footers. And, of course, about a month later, she was, you know, and then she took Iowa to the Final Four and the whole thing. But here's what. Did you see the thing on the Big Ten women's tournament that's going to be here next week?
No.
They sold out the entire tournament. 5 days.
All right.
They sold it out. And the reason they sold it out is in order to be sure of getting a ticket for the quarterfinals, semifinals, and finals where Iowa won't have to play till the quarterfinals. So the first 2 days, which are like the teams that the bad teams are playing that have to play two almost preliminary rounds.
Mm-hmm.
Those are sold out just so they can see Caitlin over the weekend.
Mm-hmm.
That's. I think you're going to be able to walk down there with your if you're somebody with your two kids and you want to go to the game on Wednesday or Thursday or whatever it is. You can Wednesday or Thursday. You can have somebody hand you a whole handful.
Pat, so, I watched. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
I was just going to tell you that The ticker on MLB Network says the Twins have just acquired an outfielder, Manuel Margot. He must be a right-handed hitter, right, Reavers?
Right, Reavers?
I'm sorry. I was listening to something on the computer.
Manuel Margot, outfielder from the Dodgers, I believe.
Yes. He was traded from Tampa, I believe.
And the Twins just got him. According to MLB Network, the Twins traded the Dodgers, and I don't know who we sent to the Dodgers.
Pat, but, I watched a fair amount of the girls' high school hockey tournament, and I had a reason to do so. My Hill Murrays lost the final 2-0 to Edina. I went into it thinking, I'm going to watch this because I bet I was anticipating such a skill level that I was betting to myself that I bet these top-flight girls' teams could beat a boys' team from, say, the early 60s in high school.
Yes.
No. Yes. I'm now saying no, they can't.
Well, the physical nature of it is different.
I noticed some other differences besides the physical nature. I would say that the girls are excellent skaters. I didn't see a bad skater. They can really skate.
They can skate, yeah.
That was beautiful skating, but then that's where it stopped. They're not fast. The playmaking leaves a lot to be desired, and there's not a lot of shooting on the net.
Well, I did not see the games, but I'm worried. I'm rooting for that Hill Murray team, right?
Well, it's too late.
Because half those kids are from Eastridge.
Yeah.
You know? So the more that go to Hill Murray, the better chance the granddaughter has to be at a varsity in a couple of years, I think.
Well, so, is your granddaughter a good skater?
She's okay. She's a good skater, yeah.
I was impressed with how well these kids can skate. But
they can wheel and deal, and the fact that they can look down, take a look down at the puck and not have to worry about somebody bashing into them helps, too.
And they can probably skate better than the average boys team from the early 60s. They're probably better skaters. But without that physical component and without sharper playmaking, they'd probably still get beat by a boys team from the early 60s.
But the phenomenal thing about it is when you look back at when it started in the mid-90s.
It used to be called ringette.
Yeah, and then they made it hockey, and the puck would come down the rink, and the goalie would look at it, and it would go through her legs.
Right.
And, skates, and now they make saves. And
It's fantastic.
It's an entertaining game.
Yeah.
And, it's just so much of a different sport that it's hard to compare. But I enjoy going to the girls' games.
Yeah.
It's okay. You see all the grandpas and out there, and like I was talking to the grandpa from Apple Valley, who's about my age, and we were both saying, never think you'd be sitting here watching this stuff.
Right, right. Yes, Reavers.
This from John Bonus, Patrick. The Twins have acquired outfielder Manuel Margot, prospect Rain Duncan, who is a third baseman, and cash from the Dodgers for prospect Noah Miller, who is a shortstop, apparently. Here's my
former number one. Wasn't he one of their number one or two draft choices?
So the Dodgers
are trying to get rid of an outfielder then.
But is this a sign that they're worried about Byron already? Because Margot is a center fielder.
No, I don't think it is. I think it's a sign they think they need a right-handed hitter.
What's the over-under on Byron's first dropout of the lineup?
We don't know. The over and under on when we'll first get to see him play.
No, when's the over under on when he first gets hurt?
Well, I think he has to play first.
Yeah, that's true.
he hasn't played yet, so as I predicted, they'll probably not put him out there until about the 15th of the month. So
April or March?
March. They, yeah. I don't know. He's moving around, and he looks okay, and he's taking outfield drills and stuff.
It's a different team if you get 150 games out of him.
Yeah, you won't get 150. If you get five a week and you play 20, that'd be 130. We'll take 130.
Well, you will. I want 150.
Well, yeah, but you don't. You find anybody who doesn't play 150 $1 million.
That's right, I would.
Yes, that's
How
true.
Many players in Major League Baseball played them all last year?
I can look that up.
I think one or two. Isn't there one or two.
That's the end of the world. Jeez.
Yeah, well, you know, part of it is not them. It's the managers. They won't let them.
Four players were tied for the most games in 2023 with 162 games. Matt Olson, first baseman for the Braves, good player.
All right.
Marcus Semien for your world champion Texas Rangers. He's a second baseman.
Yep.
And I forget how to pronounce his first name. Is it Eugenio Suarez? He was with the Mariners, but now he's with
Suarez,
Arizona.
They got Arizona, yeah.
Yep.
Yes. And that's three.
Oh, that's three. Who am I missing here? The fourth one is Juan Soto. For the San Diego Padres, who's about to be a very rich guy.
Four players.
Yes, one of these days. He hit a double here today to drive in two runs against our fighting
Which
twin
played the most games last year?
All right. I was just going to say that we have about six more that played in 160. So
they're to be commended.
All right. Twins with the scroll.
I think Correa hadn't hardly missed any until the end of the year. I think he missed a week or something, but he was playing most of the time.
Pat, our Wild went off and they snuck one in Edmonton and snuck one in Seattle.
That top line is flying, right? Mm-hmm. Did you ever think that Ek would be a 30-goal scorer? Wow.
No, but he's not afraid to stand around in front of the net.
No, and I mean he's great, and then they put those two guys with him. Man, that line is great. That line's been terrific. I haven't watched them that much, but I sure as heck have been looking at. You know, they lose that first game on that road trip, and you figure, they're in trouble now. Edmonton, and they beat Edmonton, and Edmonton. Then had the best record in the league for about 3 months, right?
Patrick, you were right. Correa led the team with 135 games right in front of Donovan Solano with 134, who is no longer on the team.
No longer with it. No, and is one of those poor guys who doesn't have a job either.
He's a good player. I can't believe he doesn't have a job.
He can get a hit. Yeah, right-handed hitter. I'm surprised. Well, there's a lot of wily veterans out there who don't have jobs. The Twins aren't the only budget-cutting team out there, so...
How about the kid that won the Mexican Open for his first ever tour victory? And 2 years ago, he was a nightclub bouncer.
And how about these guys, Joe, that, you know, I don't like LIV, but when you look at the leaderboard at LIV, most weeks we've heard of everybody compared to who these guys are that are winning tournaments on the PGA Tour.
Yeah.
This
guy's name is Jake Knapp, and I had never heard of him before.
No, and the guy who finished second, you probably never heard of either.
Sammy.
Finlander.
Villamaki, who's a big hockey fan, I guess. The first guy I heard of was in the field was C.T. Pan, was about fifth or sixth.
Mm-hmm.
And Fino and Eric Van Ruin had decent tournaments. Maverick McNeely I've heard of. Brandon Wu I've heard of. Keith Mitchell I've heard of. Martin Trainer I've heard of, and that's it. There was not really any names in this tournament.
No. And was it a full field one?
Must have been full field.
Must have been full. You know, the Mexico Open, Fowles was in on starting, getting that tournament back in Mexico. It was one of those World Golf Championship events.
Mm-hmm.
And then the pandemic came around, and that screwed that thing up. And then they basically just, they disappeared, and then they came back with this event, and it's... different the golf course, different guy behind it, too, I think.
And the Timberwolves are winning. We're a champion team, as you've pointed out. Champion city.
We are. Championship city. The Loons won.
Yeah.
The Wild are hot. And the Wolves are okay. The Wolves still have the best record in the West, but they came out of the break not making shots, and they lost to the Bucks, and then pretty much, I guess, they played fairly awful against who are they playing? Brooklyn and the Nets, and then they came back and won that game. So,
man, I'm just looking at the schedule. The Wolves have four straight home games. They're home through Sunday.
This is part of a six game home streak.
Holy mackerel!
They were hoping to sweep it, but that's already been lost. But if they could, they win four more. Then they head out there. Then they get a tournament or two in there. And they must get the women's and the. I think the girls play their state tournament at Williams, and the boys play it at Target, if I'm not mistaken. So what? When do we get the boys' high school hockey tournament? Now, 2 weeks now, right? Week's wrestling.
Yeah.
This week's wrestling.
It's usually St. Patrick's Day weekend, isn't it?
No, it's before then, usually. Okay. I don't know. I'll
be back for it. Yeah. I'll be back.
You'll be here to cover it,
because you're in Fort Myers when the hockey tournament's going on.
I used to do it the other way, and after the boredom of this spring training, I'm looking forward to the hockey tournament. Something's lively. They just play. I was over in Boston yesterday, took Katie with me. You sit there, and you spend the whole game saying, who the hell is this guy? I never heard of this guy. the Twins. The Twins bring in Stankiewicz. By the time you figure out who he is, he's given up three runs. They don't make any decisions anymore on who's going to beat out who or anything like that. It's just all set up, and you don't get to see good. You just don't get good batting practice anymore. You don't get the batting practice where the guy's just throwing it in there nice and easy and they're hitting 500-foot home runs.
Pat, we gotta do our pause.
Oh, okay. Time for the pause.
And the Valley Group.
The Valley Group of GM dealers. I did a little research today. I found out we got four SUVs, four variety of SUVs. The smaller one, the Ed Vista, which is all new, according to the ads, all the way up to the bigger one. You got four SUVs, 0.9% interest on something like that. What the heck? That's almost like free money, isn't it?
Pat, they're giving them away.
0.9% interest. When you go to a restaurant, you give somebody a 20% tip, right?
Yeah.
Here, you give them a 1% tip for the money. It's an amazing thing. And every SUV you could want and every size possible out there. Jim Paul, Brett Paul's Valley Group of GM dealers, got a bunch of them in stock. They got 120 cars out there ready to go at Apple Valley. And also in Hastings is the Valley Group dealer. So 0.9%, you can't afford not to buy a car. There you go. See ya.
Here, what do we got?
What are you doing?
I was going to bring up, Patrick, not that I'm one that wants to stir up any type of litigation, but Joe Suchere might have a beef with Freddie Hoiberg. He, in fact, I believe, stole your nickname. He is known as
the mayor
in Iowa State.
Really?
In Ames.
He was a great player at Iowa State. And why did they decide to call him the mayor?
Because someone explained this to me once.
That's copyrighted.
I know. You might have a because he obviously would have come after the start of Garage Logic.
Yes.
But it's something about how he built the city, when he was a great player at Iowa State. Somebody explained it to me years ago, and I forgot.
They won a lot of his games when he was down there. And maybe because he came off as a politician, right?
Maybe. Yeah, you could be right. Yeah,
is he an Iowan by birth?
Oh, that's a good question. Let me look that up. I can look that up.
But unlike you, he is a politician.
That's right.
he's from Lincoln, Nebraska.
Oh, he's home now.
So now he's home.
Well, maybe it says he's from Rensselaer. Maybe that says he's where he's living now. Is he from Lincoln originally?
No, it says he was born October 15th, 1972, wow. Lincoln, Nebraska.
All right. Well, okay. He's having a, he's finally having a good year, getting his money's worth. So,
Pat, right now here in the old Twin Cities, it's 60 degrees.
I know. Reavers told me that. I can't believe it.
And it'd have to gain 4 degrees to get it, to break a 128-year-old record wow. of 64 is this, degrees.
Is this supposed to last for a while?
Yeah, this weekend it's supposed to be glorious.
No, it's weird, though. Tomorrow's cold and snowy, and then right back up into warm temperatures.
You know what that means?
What's that mean?
It means we're going to get the Calcutta.
She's going to swing down. Swing around, swing up.
Man, so it's going to come in, be cold, and then get warm again. Huh?
Yeah, the Sunday high is near 70.
Man, you know, they were playing college baseball games over the weekend. St. John's had a doubleheader Sunday, and that was only in the 40s, right? And then River Falls has got must have a turf field over there. They had a bunch of teams coming over there and using their place to play baseball over the weekend. Mm-hmm. The college, the local college baseball, I mean, these teams go south to play, right? The local college baseball teams are a little bit ahead of schedule this year for playing home games, like 2 months.
Patrick, I've got it, and it's even better than I thought. Freddie Hoiberg obtained the nickname the Mayor after receiving several write-in votes during the 1993 Ames, Iowa mayoral race.
Okay.
That is fantastic.
That's how he became the mayor. Okay.
Pat, I said tomorrow's the cold day. Wednesday is the cold day. Yep. 21 degree
good.
High.
Just in time for me to land in town.
Yeah, but Thursday's 50, Friday 59, and then 60s in the, on the weekend.
Thank goodness.
You can take a Roycey walk.
Thank goodness we had our great neighbor gal, Daphne, the kid checking the mail and putting it in the house, and I told you the heater went out, right?
Yep.
We, although it never might have never got cold enough to freeze the water in the house. Huh?
So no, you would have been all right.
We might have survived. Yeah. But anyway, we got the heater working when we get home. So
you might have needed a bigger pail. If you had to.
Yes, right.
I'll talk to you when you get back to town.
All right. It'll be much better next week, we promise, folks.
Oh, yeah.
We'll give you your money's worth.
Sure.
Come on.
See you later.
It's the new year, and everyone is talking about their resolutions. Resolutions are based on topics for which we have become complacent. The Canopy Group has a New Year's resolution for you. Last year, over 2,700 Minnesotans conquered their complacency and contacted the Canopy Group for their home and auto insurance needs. That is an easy call because 80% of those people had only one agent with one company. No options. The Canopy Group offered them 40 professional with 16 companies. Many options. The Canopy Group's New Year resolution has always been to annually examine every existing Canopy client. Each and every day, the Canopy Group team is reaching out to their client base and moving many clients from one of their 16 companies to a different company that they also represent. This is a great call for the Canopy Group to make because it is their ongoing promise to always provide their clients with the best coverage at the best price and forever doing away with insurance complacency. Call 800-967-3389 or visit thecanopygroup.com.